Hi, Chris. Mark, I thought, I think we've got Chris muted.
We're back. We're good.
All right, Chris, we can get started with Manolo.
Hey, Chris, how are you?
Good, you?
Yes, can you take us on that painful at bat, what happened to you there? You know, as soon as you know you made that swing, you grimaced there. What happened in that situation?
Yeah, I tweaked my shoulder. Check swings when you're never hitting is not a good idea. I found that out very quickly.
Yes, and well, it seems like the walks were your worst enemy, but you battled through some innings there, and you get to the fifth, then you get the vote of confidence, and you respond. How you feel about the, you know, getting a W out of that situation after all that happened? You know, the swing, then the four walks.
My mechanics have been just crap all year, and we've been working through them all year. I feel, as crazy as it is, I feel like this outing was the closest I felt to being basically back to normal. I know that sounds stupid with five walks, but I just my release point is not quite there yet, but just kind of try to battle and just here's the best effort I got for today, and that's basically it.
Martin Gallegos.
Hey Chris, what's it been like just seeing Laureano kind of generate runs here on his own? It seems like that when he stole a third and then was able to score, and he's done that a couple times. It seems like just the impact that he brings to the game on multiple facets. What's that been like to watch?
Yeah, I mean, he's a high energy guy, and if you give him an inch of room, he's going to take it. So obviously, he's hitting well. He's playing defense great, running the base is great. So I mean he's probably our best player right now. So I mean, I guess for him it's more so it's kind of expected because that's just the type of personality he is and the type of player he is. But I mean it's definitely fun to watch. I'll tell you that.
Shayna Rubin.
You said your mechanics aren't exactly where you want them. What's been the key to helping you get through your start so far?
Get through them. I mean, just Murph kind of just trying to lead me through every inning. I mean, I feel like today I went in spurts of really good, and then I went in spurts of really bad. And like I said, I feel very optimistic that this was the closest I've been to being back. The Dodgers start was miserable to look at analytically, I'll tell you that. But I just trusting myself, what I'm feeling, and then me and Emo kind of just grinding every other day until I start again. But I mean, I don't really care that I walked a lot of guys tonight. I know that's not a recipe for success in the long term, but I feel really confident that I'm very close to being back.
John Shea.
Curious what your mindset was when you stepped out of the box. You were holding your hip, but obviously, I mean, the speculation was, well, maybe it's your side, but it was your shoulder. Did you feel that it was so minor that you were going to finish that at bat and pitch, you know, five innings plus at the time?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I really don't know what happened, like inside my shoulder kind of thing. I think it just aggravated something and then the feeling kind of went away. It just felt like a stinger almost, and it kind of went away. But it didn't affect me pitching wise. So it was more so just don't swing the bat basically anymore.
What's your take on pitchers hitting
Never should
without
happen.
getting?
It
Sorry?
just it shouldn't happen.
Oh, it shouldn't happen, period. Next year you might get your wish then, or is that your hope?
I
That
mean,
universal DH, I mean.
we can't talk about having the product in the field being really good and still have pitchers hitting. I mean, no one wants to see a pitcher hit. It's that simple.
Jack McGruder.
Chris, I wonder if it's any special motivation at all to go against a guy like Bumgarner. I know it's been a couple of years since he's been in the Bay Area, but if that brings out anything in you.
No, I don't like going against Bumgarner because he has a home run off me, and I think he struck me out almost every time. So, I don't like facing Bumgarner, I'll tell you that. Especially in an NL park.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. That's it. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.